All right. Geez. Yeah. All right. Okay. Pretty healthy first. All right. Must have sprained it. Do you just want to park in the computer center parking lot? If I am? Oh. Okay. Okay, so we're off and running separate cars. Lisa's going off to Duke and Carry today. Made enough changes to the construction on my on the shed. Oh. That all right. I gotta scrape windows. At least I didn't have to. Anyway. Gotta get the windshield wipers. Got a lot of stuff to have two cars to say just one. Kinda holding out. I might end up getting rid of this car anyway. I'm only holding on to it. Well, because of inspiration. It really would come in handy, let me tell you. Anyway. So, we shall see. I think it's still only worth about. I think it's only worth, well, you know what, it's probably worth, it's still worth more in my possession than it is sold off. I'd just be giving it away later. Okay. Wow. It has come in really handy, this transition. If I only end up using it for this, happy day. Ooh, it's dark over to the east. Really dark. Anyway. I can't call it neck day. Call it more of an outline. Could have put it into a different form, but I started doing it with bullet points in the past, and I just kind of stuck with the bullet points, so I might take out the bullet points ultimately. They're not really bullet points. So I may have to clean that up at some point here. Well, regardless, pretty happy to have everything kind of pulled together. Things are looking more doable. I still gotta figure out what's stirring up my allergies so bad. I'm guessing it's still cats. So I'm gonna have to try to get rid of cat stuff some more. Oh, how much walk longer do I have? Well, regardless. Sorry. Pretty good right now, I think. I'm really happy with the way I'm going to handle the shed. We'll go. You alright, man? I'm confused too, man. And I had the scrape windows. It took me a while. I can't walk as far or as long. Here, yeah, we'll just go over here to the sidewalk, huh? Oh, yeah? You probably. Whew. Whew. Okay. Well, I don't know. I think Mesa Land may like me for other reasons. I think they may say, well, you don't have to. We're not going to make you teach one class because we want you to work on our ERP. It's like, hey, all right, fine, whatever. Yeah, I can do that. I'm going to protect you, although I don't know how much protection I'm going to have against that car. I'll be the first to die. How about that? That'll make you feel better, right? You know, when you think of it that way, you should be protecting me. I'm the guy making the money here. We got our values all screwed up, don't we? Man. Anyway, that's okay. I have no problem with my role, senseless though it may be. Yeah, I know, it smells like they put it through sewage or something. Yeah. I don't know. Funny world out here.
You have a cold one.
Yeah, I'm just up again. So yeah, I'm feeling a lot better about that.
But the room's not blowing like a balloon. What
helps? Me and Matt may have to go over to Clovis, to Lowe's, and reconnoitering. See what kind of materials we have available to us, Matt.
You're not gonna get it, PA.
Well, I doubt they're going to have the kind of stuff I'm looking for. If I can buy local, I will, but...
Because that way you don't have to worry about paying a good delivery price.
Well, I'm not delivering anything.
You didn't say you'll have to. You see something from the market.
No. No, I'm talking about the hardware. This stuff, it fits in a bag.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be delivered. Now, that may ultimately mean that we may have to wait a little while to get the siding, because I'm sure they won't have enough siding for the whole project. Well, we can do one. Well, you never know. And they can order it in. And they will be local. And I seem to recall, like, I remember when I would go with whatever that place is, Jim Carrey Ranch Supply?
Yeah.
They would deliver it. They would deliver stuff to you. And it's like, oh, yeah, go. So I might go after them. Said, whoever's willing to deliver, get the money, man, because I don't have a truck. So, yeah. Let's do this weekend. See what we can do about the house itself. Getting that kind of buttoned down. So it's ready to go. And I guess I'm going to get under that house and see what's going on down there. I hope the heck I can find it and get it out and get rid of this allergy. I can't think that's the cat. The only problem is, it may not just be the cats. It may be what they leave behind, and I'll be down there trying to get rid of fur and all kinds of crap. Yeah, tasty. Tasty.
Hopefully they don't do it in the...
No. I'm sure they'll pick a different corner to go poop.
Yeah.
I'm sure since it's dirt down there, they've done the kitty litter thing, you know. That's how they used to get rid of their stuff, is by digging a hole and pooping in there and covering it up. So, yeah. I'll just have to go exploring down there. Oh, boy. Yeah. That's something I'm desperately in need of. Well. Yeah. I can't see there. It's not under the house.
Oh.
It's on a porch. It's what's left of your porch, Lee. The house probably used to have more windows. They got kind of taken out when they enclosed the porch and made it into the office. I don't mind. This is going to break down someday and get a new front door. I might be shopping around for one that's got a bit of a window in it. Yeah, it's not ideal at all. Well, maybe I don't care. No windows are fine. Although it's nice to have something you can look out and see who's out there. So anyway. Yeah. We'll buy as much local as we can. I was gonna go look at what my options were. I can go really cheap, but I think it'll look stupid if I go too cheap. I can just use the flashing I've got still. Just cut it into pieces and wrap it around where the unions are and just put screws in it. Hold it together.
I don't remember still having flashing.
That one's so bad. Maybe not. It's not. It's cheap again.
On 4th Street?
It's not hard. Oh, maybe. Well, I was going to go look and see what my options were anyway. You know? I got to figure out how many, how long I want those extensions to be. And the other thing is, if I'm going to change that, I can work a little bit on changing its slope slightly. Mom's, the way it's set up now, it actually drains back into the backyard, gets caught in that thing, and goes into the barrels. Didn't know if you wanted to keep that or if you wanted to drain the other way. Just as well to keep it kind of the way it is. Sad to say.
Well, if you're gonna leave like a 3 foot section between your house and whatever, put in a greenhouse and do
it. It depends. I'm not gonna have a lot of choices the way I'm doing it. Wherever the posts are, that's where the posts are. That's where the walls are gonna be. Yeah? We can look and see if there's still some space left. I mean, I've got a gate going to the front yard from there.
I know.
I can move that to a certain extent.
It's right
now. Oh, I have to go this way. It'll be a little early, then a little late. So, yeah. Well, I'll put into that instructor job. There's not asking a whole bunch of questions, which I'll say. I don't know. There has successful business? I said, nope, never had a successful business. Had a lot of failures. I can tell you a lot about what not to do. Well, you can never be exactly too sure what one thing or two things or whatever doomed your business.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is, moonlight doing it first. So they may never get past that point in a place like Tucson. You know, you're gonna have a lot of people just don't want what you're peddling, because that's probably your biggest problem, is that this place just doesn't. It doesn't justify you just aren't going to be running a business particularly. Almost no businesses do well there. Only established ones. And they're mostly agricultural, to be honest. So, if you think you can really find something like that to do, so you do what everybody does around here. You do 3 or 4 things.
Yeah.
Hey, by little life?
Maybe.
Yeah. Hard to say.
Are those over the courtyards that are in there?
No. at one time, those were big solar panels.
Wow.
This was supposed to be a really energy efficient building. Very expensive. They went to a lot of effort. And they did a heat exchange system. You know, there's, it circulated something kind of like salt water or glycerol or something. Something that really sucks in heat. And it was, and it transferred down to, no squirrels, transferred down to a place where that was actually rotated through some radiators and stuff like that. Ultimately, when it came down to it, it did a crappy job. It didn't really heat up much at all. Because, frankly, it was too expensive. It was an active system. You had to keep pumps running all the time. And, it was just... back in the days when any old moron was trying to design stuff, it was badly designed. Tore it all out and just kind of
covered it up.
so it wouldn't cause problems. And that's what those things up there are for. That was for a system that was a failure. Basically, decommed and eliminated. It was a very interesting shape building. I think it was essentially by the same guys that did the library originally. The first version of the library. Because it's got those weird angles and, you know, all the corners in the wrong places, stuff like that. It's like somebody designed it for a whole different site, it seems like. Regardless, it's fun. Somebody made quite a bit of money off of it.
Yeah.
And you go, he was an architect. He could stamp it, and that's what they had to have, was some architect stamp it and say that it was... it was good. Welcome to the land of, because somebody says they're good at something and they've got a degree that says they're good at something, because you're a gosh darn freaking thing.
I'm a dentist trainer.
Uh-huh.
And then she went into the fashion closet.
Yeah. Did that go to school at all?
She didn't have to pay anything. Don't worry.
That's right. She was getting paid to train, and then she got her certification. Now she's a dental hygienist, huh?
Right.
Or whatever.
Dental assistant.
Oh, okay. Just
she didn't actually work, not clean
things. Oh. Okay.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. You be safe on the road, yeah?
Yeah, y'all too.
You gonna call us tonight?
Yeah.
What time shall we look for you?
6:00.
Yeah, all right, good. Matt. It's 6:00. We need to be ready to listen to Mom.
Oh.
Oops. Oh, golly. That was good timing. What's the reason? Oh, I remember. I'll put it back. Oh, sorry. We leave it down during the day, right? In the evening, we put it. Oh, that's wrong. Got it. Maybe I have it. I have it right now. But I'll have it tomorrow. Yeah.